The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, the 2nd of October, 2025. Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from the station here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us or while you're getting ready to go to work or you're at work already and listening. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com, so you can get us on your computers and your phones and all those things, any device like that. Today, at 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ben's here.
Dun, 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 dun. Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Does rain slow you down if it's a rainy day or overcast?
No, not really.
At all? Yeah.
Because, I mean, I grew up in the Midwest and it rained a lot.
Yeah, thunderstorms back there a lot.
A lot of thunderstorms. A
lot of lightning and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go through a tornado?
I never went through one.
What part of the Midwest?
Ohio.
Ohio.
And,
yeah.
I mean, we were like right at the
edge of it, right?
The edge of like the, you know, the Appalachian Mountains, you know, like just the very...
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I had hills, you know, not mountains by us, but I mean, it was hilly.
Okay. So you had rolling terrain and all that.
Yeah.
So you didn't have, like, tornadoes or things.
No. I mean, we had a few here and there, but nothing, like, big. You know, they might go through a town and put a sign down or something, you know, nothing, mm-hmm. nothing major.
Oh, okay. I know that if you look at property in Oklahoma, it's reasonable. It's the prices are. But you'll notice that a lot of them have, when they're as part of the selling package, they have storm shelters, which tells me that why would you have a storm shelter unless you might need it? You know, like a tornado comes over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Any special day out there?
It is National Custodian Workers Recognition Day.
Okay. Got that.
By
the way, that's Maui Bob's has been cleaning our offices since the day we opened. That's a long relationship you have with the business. And people have called for references. And I can tell them that they've never missed a day, that they do good work, great work. And we've been having their services for 15 years, Maui Bob's. And I have nothing negative to say about it, including the one day I actually had a $100 bill. I don't have those very often. That's a few years ago. And inadvertently, it dropped it. It was laying on the floor, and I, you know, just walked out. The next morning, on my desk, in the center of the desk, was that $100 bill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I would have tried to figure out, what in the heck did I do with that?
And it's nice, too, because they do their work overnight, so,
yeah,
you know, they're not
yeah.
interfering with.
Yeah, and they come in at night, and they have the alarms. They always set the alarm. They do their job, do a good job. Yeah, but that $100 bill sitting on my desk guaranteed them loyalty.
Yeah.
Right then. So yeah. That's Maui Bob's. Hey, today a chance of showers, thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight a chance of showers and a low around 55. Tomorrow, 20% chance, which isn't a very big chance, and mostly sunny. And Friday night, a low around 52. Saturday, sunny. Sunday, sunny. Monday, sunny. Tuesday, sunny. Wednesday, sunny. All in the 80s, low to mid-80s. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for the Stillwater Powwow, the Mountain Apple Festival, and all the other things that are going on first Friday of the month, tomorrow. All these things are going on. We're going to have really good weather. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. The Kenny family started this business about 30 years ago. You're into the third generation of Kennys that are involved in the business. Outstanding customer service, discounts for seniors and veterans. Good people there. It's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a veteran-owned business. There's nothing negative ever to say about Shasta Gas Propane. So, you know, I don't get into Hollywood, except when I laugh. I might make comments and laugh about some of the things they're doing and saying. Are you familiar with Nicole Kidman, the actress?
I mean, I've known her from, like,
from her movies. I mean, yeah. You don't follow her. I don't follow her. But she married Keith Urban, like, almost 20 years ago. And I remember that happening, but, you know, that was a long time ago, as you know. They're getting divorced. And I ordinarily wouldn't say anything, except here you got, I saw Keith Urban in a concert at Lake Tahoe. The guy puts on an incredible show. This guy is a guitar god. And, of course, Nicole Kidman, I think she's won an Academy Award. Famous, beautiful, very obviously very talented. Keith Urban, very talented, beautiful, you know, in his way. Getting divorced. And you think about, it seems like here's a couple, they have two kids. It seems like here's a couple that has everything going for them. And then it just hasn't been working. It hasn't been working, I guess, for years. They live separately. And then she filed for divorce. So when you look at that, so it's not money. It's not adulation from fans. And, you know, with everything they could possibly want, they could have, except happiness. Do you ever think about, because we know people are going through all types of stuff, and they get divorces and all of that. You know, it is not just the rich and powerful. But when you see something like this, and then you think of people that make it through, they go through tough times. They don't have the money. They don't have, of course, you know, they don't have the recognition or whatever, but they manage to, you know, to have that core that's so important that keeps their marriage together. Yeah, just a little philosophical way to start off the show today. Okay, what else we got here? I saw the most interesting story. There are a couple of them. That one... At Walgreens, right down here on Eureka, a red truck came in there and smashed into other cars, crashed through a wrought iron fence and took off. And the police were called, and because they had left. And they found the person down the road. And the one thing is, the truck had run into a parked Chevy sedan so hard that it moved the sedan 25 feet to rest within the front doorway of the Walgreens. If you've been out of Walgreens, I mean, yeah. You know, it's got all these little curbs around and all that. So, I mean, it must have bounced off a curb. Can you imagine how hard that it must have been hit? And then the person just kept their foot on the gas and moved it. Well, they caught somebody. They found the truck, and somebody was just walking her dog. And they arrested her on probable cause, suspicion of DUI.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. <They're laughs> Another quick story here, too. And this is kind of, it's kind of unusual. And if I can, yeah. You know, of course, we're involved in rodeo big time. And follow rodeo and all this. And, you know, we've got, you know, Justin Spears, who is a national finals rodeo contestant. That means he's one of the best. He's one of the best writers in the world. They take the top 15 for the NFR. He's going, and he's a local boy, local guy. And we're going to try and have him on the show here now that things maybe slow down for them. But there's a teacher out at West Valley by the name of Billy Soda. He's a West Valley High School teacher, and he's Laotian. And when he came to America when he was three, and fleeing from the horrible stuff going on over there, he integrated, and he eventually became a professional bull rider. And this is what he said. It is the American dream, you know. Of course, no matter what background we have, no matter where we come from, we can still get to where we want to go as long as we have the determination. Got to find this guy. Get him on the show. And he wanted to be a bull rider. Now, there's not a lot of Asian bull riders out there. Trust me. There's just not. I'm seeing somebody wearing glasses when they're riding. And there's a saddlebred bronc rider by the name of Zach. Anyway, can't remember Zach's last name. Met him out of New Mexico. He wears glasses when he rides. He's the only one that I've seen wearing glasses. But you never see, I just can't think of one time I've seen an Asian ride, and yet we have one right here in town that wanted to be a bull rider, and he comes from Laos, and now he's a school teacher in West Valley, hitting the American dream. Isn't that great? I love that. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. I want to talk about military and some of the things that are going on there. But the other thing, if we have time, I want to talk about Mondami out of New York and the impact he is having on the city already. And it's not relatively a good impact. And we'll be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California. Hope to see you there.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special events will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's a KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. 7:30, we have Ann Betts and Dave Cockrell. And 8 o'clock, Doug Jenke. At least I think he's coming in. it's the first Thursday. He usually shows up here. Unless I tell him, don't come, I guess can't take it any longer. Okay. I was in the military a long time. People know that. And I constantly find out things that, that I don't know if it existed while I was in the military, but I think it did. There, the military, in many instances, cannot repair its own equipment due to contracts with the companies that they have, you know, that provide the equipment. In this case, it's artillery pieces. The Army is really having a struggle in the red tape to get permission to repair its own artillery pieces. And the service's top official described the issue as so effing infuriating. Army Secretary Dan Driscoll held up a 3D printed copy of a FOB-sized part used in the wheel well of the M777 howitzer. If we want to get this from the manufacturer, it is currently on back order until 2027, and three-fourths of the artillery pieces in this one organization are down because they can't get it repaired. They're waiting. However, the troops found out that they can 3D print it for about $2, and it works. So, 80% of the 101st Airborne Division's howitzers are currently out of operation due to issues with obtaining that part or similar ones through official channels. And this is because of restrictive contracts Pentagon signs with defense firms that largely give contractors exclusive and lucrative rights to maintain and operate weapon systems. You know, they're saying, well, it's, you know, it's, we got to keep it secret. It's because it doesn't, we don't want it out. That's our technology, et cetera. But there's a bipartisan bill that's coming up, through the Trump administration. And, believe it or not, Elizabeth Warren and Tom Sheehy, Republican Democrat senators, and would give the military a right to repair its equipment by mandating that contractors share parts, tools, and information necessary for equipment maintenance. They've actually had they've actually flown contractors out to aircraft carriers to fix an elevator, or something else on it. And they want to, this is going to be included in the Senate's pending defense policy bill for fiscal year 2026. We've got to be able to allow our service members to fix their own equipment, saving billions of taxpayer dollars and making repairs happen much more quickly. And the senator said, like I said, Elizabeth Warren and former Navy SEAL and Senator Tim Sheehy of Montana. And it's a common sense solution. It is. They argue the law can compromise intellectual property. However, when you're out, you know, it's illegal or you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to take parts off other pieces of equipment. Well, if you've got a hangar queen, as you used to call them, some of our helicopters, just had all types of problems, you'd be surprised how many pieces would start coming off that helicopter to go into helicopters that could fly. Even though it's kind of like, you're not supposed to do that. You want to have six helicopters flying? Guess what? Well, you get six helicopters flying. HASIS is behind this. It's going to be bipartisan. And troops have got to be able to fix this. And that part about a $2 3D printed fob that's keeping an artillery piece from being used in the field, I find abhorrent. So we'll see what happens with that. I had no idea that was going on. So here's something that's bipartisan, because I imagine she and Warren don't agree on a lot of things. Mondami, he looks like he's going to be the next mayor of New York, unless something really drastic happens. He's a Democrat socialist, really he's a socialist, he may even be Marxist. And he's focused on cost of living issues. But here's some of the things he wants to do. Rent stabilization freeze, which would halt rent increases in New York's roughly 961,000 stabilized apartments, reversing the board's approach of approving annual rent increases. City-owned grocery stores, a lot of people have heard this. Five city-owned grocery stores would be opened under his plan, one in each borough, which he says would avoid rent and property taxes in an effort to lower the cost of food. And one of the big supermarket owners told the New York Post he would consider moving his business conglomerate to New Jersey should Mondami win the general election. So who pays for this? The taxpayers pay for this in these free stores. So if the prices are lower, you know, considerably lower, local stores, mom-and-pop stores around there would be impacted on this. I can just see that right away. And you've got a government-controlled store. And how good does New York do things? If Benjamin Netanyahu arrives in New York, we'd have him arrested. Free buses and child care. Bus fares across the city completely free, and an expansion of a pilot program that made five bus lines free last year, as well as funding universal child care for all children ages 6 weeks through 5 years, primarily through funding and supporting early child care centers. Again, how are you going to pay for this? Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. He would regulate delivery apps like Grubhub and Uber Eats. And they require them to standardize how they pay their cyclists and allow customers to tip. Creating a mom-and-pop czar. Despite a pushback from some business owners, he's also proposing a new office to promote small businesses, aiming to slash fines, fees, and regulations for small businesses and enact a 500% funding increase for the business's express service teams that help businesses deal with permitting and compliance. Now, I'm not really opposed to that one. That one sounds like that could be maybe even a good idea to help out small businesses.
I'm confused on the one he said about Grubhub.
He wants to how they standardize how they pay their cyclists and allow customers to tip at the start of an order. That's all it says about it.
Okay.
But it's new regulations. But DoorDash donated $1 million to his opponent in May. And some delivery apps became major backers of his mayoral campaign. So we've got people on both sides on that. So how do you pay for this? Tax increases, including a flat 2% tax increase to 1% of New Yorkers earning more than $1 million a year who are already paying most of the taxes. Hiking the corporate rate tax from 9% to 11.5%. He says we'll bring an additional $5 billion into the city. He would likely have to work alongside Governor Kathy Hochul, who has already expressed misgivings about the plan. I'm not for raising taxes when affordability is a big issue. And goes to the second part of the story. people are moving out of New York already. They're moving into the suburbs. And they've had a 50% increase in interest in people coming out to suburbs outside of New York. They want to move out of New York and they can save probably tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands of dollars on taxes. Miami is surging with people coming in from New York. So this is another issue. Businesses are starting to look at moving out of New York into surrounding areas because of this. It's interesting. There's nothing free in life. Free health care, child care. Somebody pays for that. Free buses. Somebody pays for that. You pay for that, Ben. I pay for that. If they did that here in Reading, we as taxpayers pay for that. It's got to come from someplace. So this is going to be a real interesting election because he could win. I mean, he is like in double digits ahead right now. And is this kind of a bell ringer for the Democratic Party? That, well, if you offer enough free stuff and promises like this, you know, he's anti-Zionist and all this from things he said, and, you know, doesn't support Israel's right to survive, and some of the statements he's made that he's tried to walk back since then. And he was big on defunding the police, which he says that, well, that's not what he really meant when he said that over the, you know, over a year in time. It'll be interesting. It's one of those things that you, when you elect somebody, you get what you voted for. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in New York if he wins, or when he wins. Okay. Let's take a break. We come back, we got Ann Betts and Dave Cockrell's going to come in and talk about all the things that are happening with our veterans around town.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit StillwaterPowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning here on the 2nd of October. Oh, it's about, 60 degrees out there. Holiday Harbor is offering a special for the month of October, 15% off your rental. And if you mentioned this station, KCNR, Free Fire Radio, Carl and Linda, Buford, Ben, any of those, you'll get another 10% off. They're renting houseboats from now to the end of October. We were just out there. The lake's beautiful. I can't say enough about it. The boats are in perfect condition. The people there are extremely friendly. And, you know, summer's, I mean, your vacation time's not over. So take it out 2 or 3 days. Take it out over the weekend. You're going to have a good time. Holiday Harbor is a great, great organization. They always offer up a houseboat for fundraisers so people can bid on it. And they just provide it, and they don't charge anything. This is the kind of people they are. Kevin Kelly and the crew down there are just super, super people. You can reach them at 530-238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. Plenty of water out in that lake, my friends. We had a great time. So, I'm here with Dave Cockrell, who is the commander of the VFW post.
No. AMVETS.
AMVETS. I know. I just had VFW. Yeah. AMVETS post
1996.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
I was a member of another AMVETS post here that went away.
Yeah. AMVETS was, number four.
Yeah, Johansson's.
Yes.
Maurice Johansson's post. And I've just been transferred over. 2 years.
Right.
I filled out the paperwork.
Oh, good.
Tom Johnson was in here, and he wouldn't leave until I filled it out. I said, okay. I mean, I go to a lot of the meetings.
Yeah?
No, I don't.
No.
So,
well, you know, the important...
I don't join anything that makes me, that entails me having to be someplace, because I know that I'm just horrible at it. There's so many things going on that I can't be there. So... I have two organizations, and one's the Reading Rodeo Association. The other one's the Backcountry Horsemen of California. They don't get upset, Backcountry Horsemen, when they have an event, like they're having an event this weekend. What am I doing? We are emceeing the Bark, Wine, and Brew for, you know, Haven Humane. And well, so I join an organization. It's very difficult for me to be partaking of it, and that's, I don't like to join. But I've joined AMVETS, of course, VFW. And
well, there's a reason why it's important that you belong.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, which I'll be covering later on. But, yes, AMVETS.
Numbers count.
That's true. And I'll explain one of the things that...
Sure.
SB 694, which was very important for benefits for veterans, but I'm going to go through a list of what's going on in October. October 2nd, which is today, that's AMVETS meeting. And, yes, we like to have members show up, you know, to see what we're doing, and also you can vote or bring us in, hopefully, into the new era. Because that's where we need to go. And as our numbers dwindle, of course, our strength in Congress goes less. That tonight at 1800, we're going to be meeting at the local Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street.
Yeah, right down the street here.
Yes. So you just said you don't like making meetings, but you joined.
I joined.
You're a voice.
There you
and
go.
And that's what's very important. So anyway, what else is happening is October the 13th is Navy birthday.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I'm helping Fleet Reserve Association local, branch, you know, recognize that for the recruiters. And also, let's see, the 16th is, the Veterans Resource Fair.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about that while we were here.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess, that's through Troy.
Yeah, Payne. Troy Payne. He's going to be on later, but,
yeah, he's going to be explaining.
This is going to be taking the place, taking the place of our stand down this year.
Right. That's, and I'm glad that we brought that up at one of our meetings. We need to replace it with resource fairs. And luckily, one of our members brought it to Troy's attention. And then it just got started. So they're working through the VSO. And I'm glad that that's happening. And veterans need to go down and see what's happening. And hopefully it'll continue. Troy is going to be speaking on it later because, this government shutdown might affect some of it. So that's why I'm going to leave it up to
Troy. If it's like the VA or something coming down, but because they're going to be talking about disability claims, mental wellness, employment services, legal support, home loans, housing assistance, community referrals, all types of things. People can get their driver's licenses back there. It's it used to be a 3-day event, and it was very difficult logistically to support that. And so they can do all of this in one day. I'm not sure if they're going to have buses out picking up people from other areas.
That probably Troy be working on with our RABA. I think they may be going down to RABA because RABA would probably support it because I know
they always have us before. Yeah. They've always have before.
Yes.
So, yeah, and to do it in one day, and it's going to be down at the Shasta County Fairgrounds in Lassen Hall. And they're going to have all the experts in those areas to help those veterans that maybe need a hand up on things. It's been very successful in the past in helping people get back on the straight and narrow here.
This one actually is I've been to several of them.
Yeah.
And this one here is more in depth for veterans. I've been several. I don't call them stand downs. I call them resource fairs because that's what they're supposed to. They're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I'm glad that this happened. So now, what else is happening is October the 25th. The American Legion Unit is having a vendor fair, and those proceeds are going to go to their scholarship. They're also doing a children's mask event. And those proceeds are going to go to a Christmas function that they're planning for children in Christmas or December. And then October 31st is also Halloween. And I used to pass out, until my health issues, what we call a safety brochure to the grown-ups on what to be safe on Halloween. And then it's a coloring book for the children after they see the safety items that you were supposed to attend to keep the children safe. And I'm probably going to give those brochures to the auxiliary for when they do the mass for children so that they can give them out. And because I won't be here, I'll be doing an AMVETS DEC down south somewhere. So
whatever that is.
Yeah. I have to still research it. And Tom Johnson said, I'm already going to be a delegate. Thank you, Tom Johnson. So I have to attend that. And so the next thing, although we're having, like I said, we're having the meeting tonight, I want to talk about SB 694.
Well, let's do that right after the break.
Okay.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Been in the business 30 years, over 30 years now. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers. They've got it all. Somebody needs a watch repaired. It's eventually going to end up over there. Want the battery changed in your watch? In and out, very fair price. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, like I said. It's the only place that Linda is pretty much knows her jewelry. Shops at is at Four Winds Jewelry, and voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. They are just a good group down there, really fine people, outstanding selections at, like I said, very, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated. I'd say they have a variety of things they do in our community to support our community, too. They're truly, truly a local jewelry store located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. You won't be sorry. I'll be right back with Dave Cockrell and MVETS.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patty Plum, and I hope you will join me and come check out the new California State Constitution, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College. With the new state comes new opportunities like one day in person, paper ballots hand counted, and same day results for our elections. New California, Saturday, October 4th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Reading, California. Hope to see you there.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025. Hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading Historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Well, it's all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. If you live the life you please. Well, it's all right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the station. Studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you were injured at work and you're not getting the assistance and the medical care that you deserve, that you rate, you ought to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. You know, work injuries can be life-changing. You may not be able to do that job anymore. So after you get healthy again, you may need to be trained in a different job. Well, Pat Gorman can help you with that. He's an expert in workers' compensation, and when you call him at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation, and you're going to talk to him, not talking to a paralegal or anybody else. You're going to talk to the man himself who understands this. You're going to need somebody fighting for you against the big insurance companies, and that's Patrick Gorman. Located in Palo Cedro, and you can reach him at GormanLaw.com or, again, 530-262-2168 today. I know Patrick real well. He's an honorable guy, and once he takes your case, you can kind of rest assured he is going to take care of you. I'm here with Dave Cockrell from AmVets, and we're talking about Assembly Bill
694.
694.
Okay. It was coming up, and what 694 is doing is trying to prevent individuals that go after benefits from veterans that deserve these benefits, and they take a large portion of the proceeds that the veteran wins the case.
We talked about this yesterday. And so what these are private companies that say, oh, we're here to help you get your, you know, you can't get through the system. And what they do is they take a percentage, in some cases a larger percentage. And in some cases, as long as you get the disability payments, they get paid too. And it's costing veterans millions of dollars. And this bill would prevent that from happening. And, you know, if you're accredited with the VA, which these organizations are not, then you can help veterans. But the same services you get at the Veterans Service Office, AmVets, American Legion,
veteran, yeah,
for free, you get the same results. And yet these people are they've got a real good advertising campaign and spending millions and millions of dollars in the lobbyists to continue taking advantage of veterans.
Right now, I believe the bill is in Rules Committee, so it's coming up. I think our biggest problem, now this is my opinion, we don't have the voice to offset the lobbyists.
The money. We don't have the money.
We don't have the money. And because we're dwindling in our voice, and that's why you joining the AmVets and American Legion, you don't go to meetings, but you're a voice in California and Congress. And I could have a documentation. I shouldn't say documentation. I have experience from 2008 all the way to 2025 where the government is trying to affect the benefits of veterans. And I can explain it to you. I have one that was documented in 2013, and it says from 2013 all the way to 2025. And if you look at what that 2013 document said, it's the same things they're trying to do just recently.
Yeah.
It's the same target points. So as long as we don't have the voice, Congress says, well, you're dwindling. You're not as important as you were. And you got to realize, like, you're married, you have kids. They don't look at it just one vote. They look at it something like 2.5 votes for each veteran that joins. Because, you know, I have grandchildren. You think they're going to vote against what veteran because they know what I did?
And this thing right here, it's so simple that all they have to do is say you cannot pursue these claims unless you are accredited by the VA. Excuse me, but that just makes sense. So why are they fighting so hard against it?
Because of lobbyists. You know, that they got to realize lobbyists affect the vote.
Of course they do. They bring in millions of dollars, and all of a sudden then you're a PAC. Your reelection campaigner is $100,000. I mean, it all goes back to that. But this here is, it's insidious because, these companies will advertise, great advertisements. They bring their own doctors in. I mean, but they then take a percentage, and some of them are larger percentages than others, but they're still taking a percentage of what the, veteran rates that he can get exactly the same service, just as good, if not better, by going through the Veterans Service Office, American Legion, AMVETS, and it's for free. That means all the money goes to the veteran who he may have been injured on active duty, and he rates his benefit, and he gets all of it. And, you know, it's just when I read about this thing several months ago, I thought, how could people do that? You know, how could people take advantage of veterans like this? But because there's money in it, and the politicians are following the money.
And I just found out from Troy that they're not really lawyers. They get an organization going, and they actually, from what I read, they were falsifying claims to get more money so they could get more money.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then they wrote in, like you said, how can I explain this? Troy could do it better because that's his.
Well, Troy's going to be on here soon. But the bottom line on this, my friends, is, of course, our assembly member and senator are going to support stopping this. But what you need to do is you got to reach out to those others and just say, this is a ripoff of veterans. And if, you know, all they're asking is that for these agencies to be accredited, why don't they want to be accredited? Well, it's because then they don't get the money.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
And that's why I go back to all veterans have to join a veteran organization, because then you have a vote. Even if you're the younger veterans and you don't want to join because you don't want to go to meetings, join to be a voice. Find one that you think is appropriate. I belong to practically all of them because I know every time they go up the hill, I'm there. That's my voice is there. So, and right now, of course, we're talking about AMVETS, and I like to see more members in AMVETS. I like to see them come to meeting. I'll be quite frankly, I'm tired of being the commander. So, I mean, I could do it probably in my sleep, but it's, you're just, if you take a position, you learn what's going on and what the AMVETS does in the community. And that's another thing we need to do. And I found out that I'm not approaching our visibility the correct way. We got to be more visible. You know, in the past, veterans were on parades. They were in the community, and people seen them. We have to start doing that. So, although I can't walk very well because of my health, but
you can ride in a car.
Yeah, but I've done that. I've escorted veterans, but
it's true. We've got a lot of veterans that are younger.
Yeah,
out of the war and terror, 21 years of war going on. We have a lot of veterans,
but. There's only about 2% of the population that are actually have served.
I understand that, but you know, you've got over at BFW Post 1934 here, they've got a bunch of younger guys in that, which is cool. But we need to have them step up. Our Shasta Marines and Friends, that is our little small organization that puts on the Marine Corps ball every year. We're starting to get younger guys in there. Guys fought in Fallujah and places like that. They're wanting to join. I feel confident that as we age out, we can hand this off to other people, good people. But that's what we need in all our organizations.
It's like,
it's got to be a recruiting effort. Like, you know, join the Navy. No, join the American Legion.
Well, it's like the local Fleet Reserve Association. I just got through writing the bylaws, which took me several days, but we need to have new blood coming in.
Uh-huh.
And those that the Fleet Reserve actually goes after what affects the active duty seagoing. And so that's Marines, Navy, Coast Guard, anything that then what their main project is.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to protect the seagoing, they're in active duty, you join the Fleet Reserve Association, the local branch.
Yeah.
But it's going back to AMVETS.
How do you join AMVETS?
How do you join AMVETS?
Yeah. Quickly, because we're running out of time.
Okay. I would have you call Tom Johnson at 530-357-3380. you could call me, but you're going to have to leave a message because I get other kinds of calls.
Well, you can also go to the MVETS post 1996
tonight,
and you can go to that tonight, or you can look it up because I looked it up, and it has contact information in there.
Yeah, it should have Tom Johnson
because he's got that stuff in there. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for everything you do, buddy. Okay,
right. Have a good day. Thank you.
You bet. After the news, we're going to have Doug Jenke.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Outside a synagogue in Manchester, ran people down with a vehicle before launching a knife attack. Before being shot to death by police, the attacker had killed two and seriously wounded three people. It happened on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. No sign of a compromise to end the government shutdown now in its second day. On social media, President Trump says it affords Republicans a chance to clear out dead wood, waste, and abuse, saving billions of dollars. As for bringing about an end to the shutdown, so far, no dice in the upper house of Congress.
In a repeat performance of Tuesday night's votes, the Senate on Wednesday rejected measures aimed at temporarily funding the government to allow more time for negotiations. The next opportunity for a vote is Friday, when the Senate returns from a break for the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. Both parties are blaming each other for the impasse, which has furloughed hundreds of thousands of federal workers and closed many government services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Hegseth, Attorney General Bondi, and White House Deputy Chief of Staff Miller on a field trip to Memphis
to meet with federal agents that are forming a crime-fighting task force there. Attorney General Bondi says via social media that the Memphis Safe Task Force made more than 50 arrests over a two-day period. The agents include personnel from immigration and drug enforcement. They've begun serving criminal arrest warrants while teaming with state agencies on traffic stops.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Two Delta regional jets collided on the tarmac at LaGuardia Airport in New York last night. One person, a flight attendant, was injured. On Wall Street, the Dow 74 points lower, NASDAQ up 31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-458-9469. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469. 800-458-9469.
EU leaders are weighing a plan to leverage seized Russian assets to support Ukraine financially and militarily.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a reparation loan plan using hundreds of billions of dollars in frozen Russian assets is under consideration.
We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
The Kremlin says the EU intentions amount to plans to illegally confiscate Russian property. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesian rescuers have made the difficult decision to start using heavy machinery to move large sections of a school that collapsed earlier this week, with no more signs of life from beneath the rubble. 60 teen students still unaccounted for. News and analysis at townhall.com. With growing national attention focusing on food safety, a major retailer commits to making its store brand foods healthier.
Walmart said Wednesday it plans to remove synthetic food dyes and 30 other ingredients, including some preservatives, artificial sweeteners, and fat substitutes from its store brand sold in the U.S. by January of 2027. Walmart said its goal would affect about 1,000 products, including salty snacks, baked goods, power drinks, salad dressings, and frosting. Several of the ingredients on Walmart's removal list, however, already are banned, not widely used, or have not been used in the U.S. food supply for decades. I'm Julie Walker.
Tesla's showrooms humming in the third quarter. The electric vehicle maker's sales rose July through September. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio. It's at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 2nd of October, second day of government shutdown, 8:05 in the morning, news at the top of the hour, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's on there. Well, out there, and we got people calling in, I guess, already.
Yeah, we'll see who it was.
Huh?
I gotta see who it was. They called right when we were going. So.
Yeah, did they hang up?
No, they're on hold. I'm going to get to them right now.
Okay, so if you're on the phone, he's going to get to you right now. So, weather. Looks like we could have some more rain today. Chance of showers. Thunderstorms, high near 71. Chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to start clearing off with sunny with a high near 74. And Saturday through next Wednesday, sunny with highs in the low 80s. It's going to be beautiful weather out there. It's going to be beautiful weather this weekend for the Stillwater Powwow, Matt and Apple Festival, First Friday, and other events that are going on this weekend. There's other events going on. It's hard to keep up with all of them. Oh, Bark, Wine, and Brew is happening. And let me see. Yeah, that's about it that I can think of. I'm sure there's more going on. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned, locally-owned, veteran-owned business in Anderson. Been in the business for 30 years. Outstanding customer support, discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans there at Shasta Gas Propane. Gosh, what can I say about them except they are just really a good group of people, a local group that's been doing great service for so many people for so many years. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Doug Jenke, first Thursday of the month.
Good morning, Los Angeles. Holy cow, coming in on 44. I was backed all the way to the Sacramento River. I'm like, what the world is Redding come to? I thought I was in downtown L.A. in rush hour. Or actually at any hour.
I need to turn you down.
So, that was quite
a
thing. The thing was backed up nearly to the Interstate 5 off-ramp. I was like, holy cow, I had never
from
seen
where?
That. From all the way up here at the intersection. I mean, all the way past.
Are they working on something?
No.
Oh.
So I just thought
is it like that every morning?
I don't
that's
know.
What
I come in
when
once
it rains.
I come in once one Thursday a month this early, and I go, "What the heck happened?"
Well, it's not easy arranging everybody to get there. So I try to get them all there. It's, you know, maybe there's a possibility you won't make it.
Well, so yeah, no. So I was just funny. I come in down the hill, and all of a sudden there's just brake lights almost all the way back to Sacramento River. I'm like, "What? Is there an accident?" There was nothing. So, anyways, I had a slight deja vu of Los Angeles right there. So, but then I didn't see any graffiti on every single wall, and I knew I wasn't in Los Angeles. So there you go.
There you go. You don't see, gosh, what was that? I was leaving SAC the other day, and on both sides of the road, there were homeless camps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the first thing you see when you're driving into SAC is the homeless camps.
Yep.
And so it's not that we don't have them here, except you don't see them like you used to.
Well, yeah, you don't see them on the freeway here like you do down there, but you go driving through town, you see them everywhere. Where I work there over on Hempstead, there's a vacant lot with it looks to be an oak tree, and I went there last week. I was going into my office, and there was, I'm not good at counting without taking my shoes off, but I would say there was probably 20 homeless people under this tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there used to be a large group down there by the library.
Yeah.
I think there still is a group, but I don't think it's as large as it used to be.
No, they've moved along, so.
Well, yeah, and then on Yuba Street right here by the post office, because I used to go down and see Randy. He had his hot dog stand there.
Yeah.
And he never had any problem with them until AB 109.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said that when they were releasing people.
It changed.
It changed. And it changed dramatically. And when it did, the police came in and just swept that street like three times. And, you know, because it's post offices there. You've got the veterans halls there and all that. And they swept it, and it stayed swept. But he said, I've never been bothered, by the local guys. He said, but the new ones,
oh, yeah.
He said, those guys are a little scary.
Well, I mean, this conversation has come up quite a bit since I've lived here now for almost 30 years. I noticed it was right after Obama got elected that the homeless population started to increase exponentially. And before Obama, and that's just a statement of fact, there was like four or five people that you just knew. There was an old guy down, or a tall guy that used to walk around with a long jacket on Hilltop, scruffy, interacted with him many times because he was always in front of my real estate office. And, just a generally harmless guy. I don't know what his circumstances were, but you saw him and you knew him. Nowadays, you see some pretty darn scary people with tattooed faces and everything else, and we're finding out that they're bringing them in from out of the area. And it's changed the dynamic of what homeless people are here in Shasta County, I can tell you.
We had Captain Chris Smirnoff on yesterday.
Yes.
And after all this stuff broke with finding out, when Chief Barner all of a sudden found out. And how they found out that these people were getting an influx?
Because they were registering.
They were registering.
Yeah.
And you listen to the show. They were registering, and then they said, we've got a lot of new people registering here. So then they started looking, and in the statistics yesterday in that one place, that one hotel, which is not a dedicated hotel.
imagine you coming to town, you stay at that hotel, and everybody around you is homeless with tattoos.
How come all the chaise lounges around the pool are full except these four? Bring your kids down. I mean,
what should have been a dead giveaway, Carl, is if you looked in the parking lot, every parking spot would have been taken up by a shopping cart. Not a car.
Anyway, but what they found was of the 28 people in there, I think it was 11 were from out of area.
And they were 14. Violent people.
14 were out of area. And we're talking as far east as Tennessee, Texas, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Other counties in the state here that were somehow ending up here. So now they're trying to figure out how many others have we had?
Well, this is an old song. This has been played before. When I first moved here to Reading back in 1998 from Europe, in real estate, the big thing at that time was coming out with the fact that you had registered sex offenders and they had done the database. Well, at that time, Shasta County had the highest concentration per capita of registered sex offenders. And it was like, wait a minute, we're a small community. How did that happen? Well, they discovered that in the rest of California, whenever somebody got paroled, they'd put them on a bus and $50 and drop them off in Reading. And my understanding from doing the research back in the day was, we, the politicians, I guess, lobbied and got that stopped. Well, it's back. And now it's back, and the people are bad people. They're bringing real criminals into our thing. And so whoever's doing this should be held accountable, but they won't be much like most people who do this stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. I know that the police are on top of it on this, and but it'd be interesting, see the organizations that are bringing them in here. And he said, this is tough to find out, too. Where's the money coming from? Because as you have said a million times, as everybody usually says, follow the money. But it's in so many layers.
Yeah.
It's like an onion.
And generally speaking, when these people see it, it's just cash.
Because the state is, the city's not doing it.
No.
And the county's not doing it. Well, the money's coming. And the money's coming somewhere. These organizations.
Somebody knows something.
So as a state, so they check with the state. And the state's saying, no, we're not giving directly. So
NGOs.
Yeah, they just like they did down in Southern California, this money they raised went to these NGOs, and none of it, or very little of it, made it to the property owners.
Yeah.
So where's all that money going?
Yeah.
In this case, we know where the money's going.
Yeah.
People are showing up in these hotels. And then how much are they making on these? I imagine more.
Well, I have a harbinger of warning to these hotel owners. Stop it. I know you need the money. I get it. But San Francisco thought it was a brilliant idea, and they put homeless people in like three middle-range hotels. And a year later, year and a half later, whatever it was, they the hotel people came in because they were now running out of money or whatever. These homeless people destroyed the hotels for millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not reimbursed. It was not reimbursed because they were renting, so they were falling under that thing. And so be careful what you wish for, you hotel owners. You may have this money coming in now, but they may destroy the heck out of your property, and then you're on the hook for it. So there you go. And then we got tax stuff coming through, Carl. This
well,
is just a great time to talk.
But first we have
a break.
A break. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric vehicle, running an electric utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal. I'm not sure about federal anymore. Rebates available. I think those are going to end
Thank
in
God. They should have never
January.
Had them. Should have never had them.
Anyway, we'll be right back. Doug Jenke is my guest.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation. Insurance too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies. Smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices. We have the companies. And contractors. We can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Inviting Cultures is hosting a special free event on Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Meadow Lane Elementary School at 2770 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. This multicultural gathering is designed to foster harmony among diverse cultures and will feature on-site health screenings where attendees can speak with experts about health, nutrition, also climate resilience, and disaster preparedness. This celebration will also delight your taste buds with international free foods while you enjoy multicultural music and listen to inspiring guest speakers. Both kids and adults alike will love the martial arts demonstrations and opportunities to learn about Native American traditions. Inviting Culture's special event will be filled with plenty of fun activities for the kids. Saturday, October 4th at Meadow Lane Elementary School in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Don't miss this unforgettable day of connection, creativity, and celebration. Free booth space is still available by calling 530-440-2626. All I want to do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you for the thousands of you that are out there listening. I mean, it's kind of cool.
It is.
It is cool. And, you know, we thank you for your support and all of our advertisers. If you think, hey, I'd like to jump into that advertisement pool, just give Sue a call at 530-605-4567 or 66 or 65. Send her an email, sales@kcnr1460.com. Give me a call. We'll get you a great package going here, and especially when we're having our salute to our holiday salute to the veterans, to the military, is starting here next month.
Oh, there you go.
So become a part of that. I'm here with Doug Jahnke, and we're going to talk about Measure A.
Okay. Yes, we are.
Why?
And well, you know, the funny thing is first off, I want to put it out there on the radio that next Sunday on Poke the Hornet's Nest, Nick and Gardner's my show, 8 to 9 on Sunday on this channel, we're going to have Shasta and On's clip about where all the funding and who's behind this. And it's not a locally led thing. In spite of what they say, it's not local. And the thing about it is Shasta and On puts these things out, his reportage.
Where do they say it's coming from?
It's coming from the Bay Area.
So he documents the people here that I know everybody.
$115,000 went to signature gatherers, getting $10 a signature, and it was not paid by a single local person.
Okay, it's done.
Well, it's done. Okay, so that's like.
Are you saying that no other proposition or anything was done with paid signature?
No,
gatherers?
No. I mean,
of course, it's a part of our life.
It's part of our life.
So
and they lie through their teeth. I told you. Well, hold on. Now hear me out, because I was the no on B spokes, or no on B spokesman back when the shopping center went through to save Churn Creek Bottom. I was the actual spokesperson, and so I had to campaign and raise money. It was a pain in the butt, but I'd go talk to the signature gatherers. They were mostly all out of area. They lied about it. They were saying, "Oh, it's going to empty the Shasta Mall. It's going to do this." And I was involved from the get go with the boys from Idaho. It had no tax monies. It was privately funded. And everything the signature gatherers said to get signatures was an abject lie.
Were you in favor of putting the shopping center
there? I was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was. But I was on the no on B because as president of the associations, we were protecting private property rights.
And no on B
was because what it was is they were going to
restrict everything.
They were going to lock down Churn Creek Bottom.
Yeah.
For 26 years.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to do like an ADU on your 4 acres in Churn Creek Bottom, you'd have had to held a countywide election and convince people in Bernie you wanted to do an ADU.
Yeah. Well, that one.
We won 72-28 for the
record.
Well,
that just didn't make sense.
But the problem is it made it a good sales pitch because that money came from the Bay Area. And so this thing that we're going to be playing on next Sunday is about a 14-minute report from Shasta and On with receipts, and nobody's suing him saying it's slander, false, or lying. And the money and the people who came up with this idea were not local.
No.
So you're going to want to tune into that. But here's the deal. Our payroll at the city is between 20 to 30.
Would you say Shasta and On?
Shasta and On, yes. That's that website.
Has a knife to sharpen a dog in the fight.
Nope.
No. I've watched these.
I've watched all of them, and they're truthful. Nobody sued the guy for slander.
Well, you don't sue somebody for slander if it's leaning in a certain way.
Well, I mean, it's truth. I mean, it's leaning towards the truth. He exposes. I see what the guy puts out there, and you're like, oh. And what I'm always amazed at, Carl, is the facts that this guy finds about these people that are 8 or 10 or 15 years old. I'm like, how did this guy find, or well, how did this person, this it, this they, find this information?
Well, I do wonder about that. But do you really need pictures of somebody when they're 5 years old?
Well, that's my point. Is this guy?
No. Do you need to have pictures of somebody when they're 5 years old?
I don't know, because you know what? You are who you are because mom and dad raised you, and maybe mom and dad were communist people. I don't know.
But
I'm just saying.
I don't see that. I see pictures of them when they're 5, 8 years old. I never could figure out what's that got to do with it except, well, look at them. They were little cuties then.
Well, I don't know either, but I just.
The photos of Donnie Chamberlain and her sister when they were like, what, under 10?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with what she's doing now?
I think that it's just he's pointing out the family history in the background.
Anyway, let's go on.
So let's go to Measure A. So it's been proven, Tanessa Audette is bringing it to light, and she's meeting a lot of resistance, that our top city management is paid between 20 to 40% higher than similar sized cities, including Roseville, which is double our size. Our police, our administrator, our CEO all get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars more than like.
Okay.
So the problem is we have an incredibly highly bloated top end. And we're spending millions on that. And then also because.
How many millions?
Oh, shit. I'd have to take the number, but
well, no, you need to, because when you say we're spending millions, how many millions? Two million?
I think we have
100 million?
I think we have like 90 people that make over $200,000
okay.
a year.
Okay. 90 people that make over 200,000 a year.
Yes.
Is different than 400.
Well, then you go and you start cutting the numbers up and it starts getting, we still have a high percentage
when
of
I
high
hear
earners.
This thing, millions of dollars. Well, how many millions? Is it 2 million? Is it 50 million? It's not 50 million.
Well, let's ask Tanessa. She's the one trying to get that information.
Well, she's got that information out there, and she's been on the show. Probably roll her in here again.
Yeah.
If she wants to come on, which she always does.
Yeah.
Because she
would have those numbers. I'm not inside the city, but she would have those.
Well, she had those, and I tell you what, you talk about being overrun. I felt like I was, in Troop B.
Yeah.
Of the 7th Cavalry when she came in here, because she had all these figures, and I'm like, my eyes roll back.
That's the problem, is it's so overwhelming, you know.
No, it is.
Like, whoa, we're spending how much on what? And the way CalPERS works is you get 90% of your top 3 years that you work.
Yeah.
And so the government employees all spike their thing right before they leave, and we get stuck with these two.
Well, they get promoted is what you mean.
Well, no. Here's another thing that we found out is – the way that they've negotiated it through really crappy negotiators on our side is Carl makes, let's say, argue $300,000 and I make $275,000. And we have a $25,000 spread. Well, Doug's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. So we're going to give him a $15,000 boost, so $1,000 a month, and we're going to take him to $290,000.
Right.
Well, that automatically means Carl's going to move up to $315,000.
Carl gets a 2 point.
If Carl's going to move up to that spread, $25,000.
Let's tell the whole story here.
Yeah.
If I'm in charge of the guy that gets a raise, I've got to make more money than him.
Well,
it was a 2.5% increase. To get, you know, if you've got one guy, in this case Barry Tippin, in charge of all these other people, they can't make as much money as him.
Well, they shouldn't be making that much money in the first place. But Carl, think about this.
You can say that, but here's my question.
Yes.
And Nick, we'll have you on. You're listening, Nick. What's your solution? What's the solution? Are you going to cut their salaries?
Absolutely, yes, 100% tomorrow. And if they want to leave, they can go to any other like-kind city and they'll make 40% less. That's their market value.
Which ones?
Anybody who's making over, let's say, $250,000. The city manager makes almost as much as President Trump. Are you kidding me?
Now, did he?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, but let's go back to
and
where
he was in on his own negotiations.
It may be, but it was five people
that approved it. But based on his recommendation.
Yeah, but it's the city council, and if they didn't do their homework, well, bad on them.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Politicians not doing their homework is called our budget that not gets passed.
Everybody's got these wave tops, and they're saying, well, we'll just cut their salary.
Well, that's a start.
Everybody that makes over $200,000 a year, you're just going to – how much?
Well, I would say get us in line with Chico and Roseville. Those are our competing people. That's who – those people are going to be applying for jobs in those cities. What are they paying them? Match it and leave it there. That's the problem. We are 20 to 40% above them in some positions. That's crazy.
I will – you know what?
And the problem is our pensions –
I'm not going to disagree with that, but I need to hear – say – I want to know who you're going to cut, how much you're going to cut, and
let's go to the personnel and their budget.
Let's just say you had a job that paid you $300,000 a year.
Yeah.
And your company comes up and says, you know what, you know, those people over there are making, you know, they're getting paid a lot less. So, Doug, I'm going to cut your pay by $50,000.
Yep. That's how it works in the private sector, Carl. That's exactly how it works in the private sector.
But they come up to you and say, is it going to be over a period of time? Like, okay, this year you're going to be paid 10% less, next year 10% less of that, 10%.
Carl,
are you going to just cut $50,000 or $60,000 out of somebody's bottom line?
Well, hold on, Carl. Here's the deal. Oil right now is taking a massive dump because of Trump. He wants cheap oil. Well, for oil to make any sustainable money, they have to be $65 a barrel. That's their kind of their – they can afford to go do a $4 billion oil rig. They're laying off thousands of people making good money because they're not making money. Okay.
Okay.
That's how it works in the private sector, is if you're not making money, you make adjustments.
So
we are running an $8 million, which the city manager lied. It's just a straight up lie. He said we were at $5 million and goes, oh, well, I was wrong by three. That's from Tanessa straight up. And on his own video. It was really $8 million. The fact of the matter is, when you have a budget shortfall, you make cuts, you don't give bonuses. And these guys got this DARPA COVID money, whatever you want to call it. It was a one-time lottery. And they committed us to a lifetime of payments.
Bad decision.
Mike DeQuisto spoke heavily against this. He said, look, shore up our finances.
It was then passed by the city council.
Yep.
Not the
leaning in a very left direction
now,
at that point.
Is there a way to say, okay, you know what, we have got to start saving money. So there's going to be a 10% pay if you're making this much money. Even though somebody making $250,000 a year.
That's 20 grand in Shasta County a month. That's a nice
$250,000, but you've been living at $200,000.
Those oil workers are living at their pages.
You've been living at $200,000. Now we're going to cut $25,000 out of your pay?
Yep.
No. You do it over, if you're going to do it, you do it over a period of 3 years so that they can have a chance to.
That's not how it works in the private sector. So
It may not, but, you know,
Carl,
I don't tell my people, oh, you know what? It's been a bad month. So,
I know.
Ben, you're only going to make $15 an hour this month.
But you won't get paid.
I don't get paid anyway.
Well, no, I'm saying, but
I've never taken a paycheck at this place.
Well, no, I was a business owner back in the day and, I can assure you that, you know, all the glamour.
So you're getting what you're paying for.
People. Well, you get all the glamour of being an owner and a business person, and the company eats before you do. Let's put it that way.
My troops eat before I do.
That's right.
And Linda. Okay. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by, and Nick, we'll have you on right after the break so I can listen to you go on. Cause I have questions that I want you two to answer. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved to Redding. Never gone to another barbershop. I just love this place. Never had a bad haircut. It's, like I said, it's off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, if that's what you remember. Never had a bad haircut. Great people down there. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Set up a time that works for me. Go on down, get my hair cut, and roll out, or just hang around if I want to and say hello to everybody. Cypress Square Barbershop, not a hair salon, a barbershop in man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back with Doug Janke, Nick Gardner, and any others that you want to come in and pile up, and I will take them all on. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Back to school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I hear one more conspiracy theory out of you, junkie. I swear to God, I'm calling the cops and have... Is that your car out front?
That is my car.
Oh, okay.
That's the fastest front-wheel drive car in the world. Does 175 miles an hour. I've seen most of that.
And you were whining about not being able to get in here on time because of the traffic?
Because of the traffic.
Why don't you just do a... Men in Black and go up over everybody.
Yeah, well, I haven't got quite the aerodynamics to do that yet, but I'm working on it, Carl.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Doug Drinke is my guest. And Nick Gardner's on the line. We're talking about...
Measure A.
Okay. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. I've got cutting-edge information
for
you.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm giving you the scoop, buddy.
Okay.
One of our biggest complaints about the expenses of the city of Reading was Barry Tippin's... compensation package, which was $458,000.5.
That ended yesterday, or it ends this weekend.
Yeah, okay, well, you know, that was 2023 figures. The 2024 figures came out last week, and his total compensation package for 2024 was $589,500. That's an increase. That's a raise of $131,000 in 1 year, Carl. And that's not the end of it. There's four people making over $500,000 a year for the city of Reading.
Who is that? And who are they?
Okay, you've got Zettel and you've got Ted Miller.
Who's that? Who's Ted Miller?
I don't know. So here's the end of it. That's not the best part.
Okay.
Rod Isley Jr., a police captain. His total compensation package for 2024 was $662,000. Carl, why do they need a 1 cent tax when they're given raises like that?
Was it a raise they were given, or was he doing overtime?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, it does, because if you don't have enough officers, because I know years ago there was a fire captain that was making, he was like the third highest paid. It was because he was the only one that was working weekends and he was working overtime all the time. So you have to look at part of this is how the compensation is how much of it's overtime because they don't have enough police. Was he working special details? The other part is how much of that went up on, you're talking retirement, medical, and their salary. Right? That's your total compensation package.
Let me talk. Here's city manager. Regular pay for Barry was $329,900.
Okay.
His other pay was $2,869,000. So his total pay was $332,000. Then you've got benefits at $100,000, and you've got his pension debt at $156,000. Now, both of those are income to him. His income, so's the pension is income.
Yeah.
So the cost to us last year was $589,000.
Well, that
which is almost $200,000 more than the president makes.
Okay, so, well, I think the president gets a lot of perks. You know, he gets to fly around his own plane and all that. Okay, you can't compare that. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Barry Tippin is leaving the city. In
90% spike of his last three years.
Okay. So what you've got to, if you're really going to get fired up, is who are you going to hire to replace Barry?
Well, if we can offer somebody $500,000, I bet the applications are coming in.
If you want to reduce all of that, then you can say, okay, we're going to pay you $300,000.
$250,000.
Well, that means then is you've got division heads that you're in charge of and telling them what to do that are making more money than you, unless you then reduce all of theirs under the city manager.
Good idea.
That's great. That's what I suggested, Nick, is that when times are tough, you make cuts, except if you're the government. You ask for more money if you're the government.
Let's talk about something besides that. You've beat that one.
I have.
That horse is
well, and for the record, folks, I want to just say I'm going to get a restraining order against Carl because during the off thing, him and I get so fired up, I thought he was going to come across the table. But that's okay. This is what makes it lively.
It's not true. It's not true. You know, it would be like picking on a wayward child.
Nick.
So you want to
continue.
Thanks, Nick. So you want to cut salaries.
Yes.
Okay. What else you want to cut?
Well, I'd like to get rid of those dang rebates that REU's given out at the REU for all that solar and all the electric crap.
I think
it's
terrible, isn't it?
It's finally on the federal level. But, I mean, why are we giving people who can afford that stuff money back from the people who can't?
Who would you – so on your salary schedules, you would just – it would be anybody making over, what, $200,000?
No, it's not a blanket statement. What it is we have an incredibly bloated salary for upper management. And you compare it to Roseville, which is double our size and double our population. And our people are making more money to live in a higher or in a lower cost area than those people are down there. My point is this. You go and look at it and you say, look, Carl, sorry about it, buddy, but we're $8 million short. Let's make some cuts, and when we get balanced and get going back out, we go. That's what's happening in the private sector.
Then would you give raises again?
If we started making money again, if we started doing it. But the problem is, I believe right now our unfunded liabilities for all the pensions that we've already promised, including four police chiefs, is we're somewhere around $2 million a month paying out for pensions of people who had worked at the city, if not more, to be honest with you. I think it's 24 is the shortfall.
That's what happens when, police chiefs come on for 3-4 years and then they retire because police chiefs come in at the end of their service.
Well, you know what's funny is this conversation was had the other day with somebody and Paletti. I really did like Rob Paletti, and I know that it's a statement of fact. I have it firsthand. While he was chief of police, he never asked for a pay raise. He never asked or demanded any kind of pay raise for himself. I really thought that guy was top-notch, straight shooter, and I know some police in the force who said that he was their favorite. And I'm not here to knock Barner. I'm just saying that's what I've heard from the inside.
Paletti was two others. There's two other people since Paletti.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. So Paletti was an example of a guy who really took the job. He made enough money. He wasn't asking greedy, and he ran a good force, and they ran him out of town.
Well, I'll never say a bad word about Rob Paletti's friend. Let's go to something else.
Please.
How about capital projects?
Capital projects such as?
Well, how about the new fire station we need? How are you going to get that money?
You could do a special assessment one time dedicated only to a fire department and find out what the building cost is. The problem is as soon as you get the government to build something, you've already screwed the pooch. You're going to go prevailing wage. It's going to cost millions of dollars
more.
Well,
how else are you going to build a firehouse?
Well, it'd be great if they said, okay, we need a firehouse, and you put it out to general bid.
But you can't.
I know.
I'm saying how would you do it under these conditions that they have to work under. If you're going to build a firehouse, it is prevailing wage.
I know.
It is on city land.
Yeah.
So do we just put off that firehouse?
Well, the reality is
do we defer that?
I want to make it very clear. I have absolutely no ill will or feeling toward the police and the fire. They do things that I won't do in the time. So those guys earn their money because they're dealing with the homeless on a daily. They got fires they go to. They see things that I don't begrudge them. However, when things are tight, you have to make choices and you have to cut. And so if we need a firehouse put in there that we need to do a firehouse, it's going to cost this much, and we need to somehow raise money for that. Now, is it a special one-time assessment? Is it a quarter cent on property taxes that is dedicated in the city of Reading, not the county, but city of Reading, going to a fire? There's so many ways you can do it to raise money specifically with no loopholes, no raises diverted. So if you can come up with a budget on a firehouse.
This is Measure A. I don't see – in fact, it says they can't be used for
– Well, there's $3 million of slush fund that can be used any way they want.
It goes to the city, but it says that none of the money that they're spending on parks and public safety and roads and all those kind of things – none of it can be used.
And you trust the government to hold their word?
Well, see, here's the thing is you elected those people, Doug.
Well, I was actually out of the city, so I didn't elect this
group. Well, then what the hell? You don't have anything to say about it.
I was here.
Go out in your car and sit there, okay? Because what?
I was here during the Modi-ware era and that stuff, and yes, I was voting.
You don't have a dog in this fight except the fact you come in and buy things.
Well, no.
And we want your money because 50% of the money is coming in from outside the city.
However,
I keep hearing people say, oh no, we can't do that. Oh, look at the salaries. That is a small percentage of all the things that they want to use the money for. Now, I'm asking this is when I hear people say, well, we just defer. Defer what? Rolling stock? Getting maintenance on it? New equipment that we need? Oh, well, we can't do that. Let's have special. So we'll have like five special elections for a quarter cent to fix our roads. Our roads are in horrible condition.
We have the highest gas tax in the nation, and we have some of the crappiest roads. Well, where does that money go?
Excuse me. Where was that? You know, who made those gas taxes?
No, I'm saying, so where's that money?
Most of it goes in Sacramento. Yes, we do have some, but we don't have enough.
It
costs this much. You know how much? It costs $1 million a mile to asphalt a road.
And that's probably cheap. And that's probably cheap.
And that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's probably cheap.
And you know what else? Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The fall season is the perfect time for outdoor barbecuing, and Kent's Grocery is the perfect place to start. They carry a full line of Old Stage certified Angus beef, superior cuts of steak, chops, and ribs, tri-tip, and so much more. You'll find fresh local grown produce, a full line of beverages, including their large selection of the popular seltzers and hard ciders, and of course, Cafe's Deli for pre-made items to complete any meal. And don't forget about their Friday barbecue featuring tri-tip and chicken. Kent's Meat and Groceries at Cafe's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones. Are you happy with the direction California is going? I think it's time for a new state. Come take a look at New California, Saturday, October 4th at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shasta Bible College. The lack of representation for rural Californians has gone on for far too long. So come join me Saturday, October 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Shasta Bible College, the Freedom Center, 2951 Goodwater Avenue, Redding, California, and let your voice be heard.
Get ready for a festive evening at Oktoberfest 2025, hosted by the Reading Exchange Club, Saturday, October 11th. Gates open 6 p.m. till 11 p.m. at Reading's historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. The Exchange Club is proud to host their second annual Reading Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the famous Reading historic Tiger Field Baseball Park. This event is bigger and better than ever, featuring local craft beer, delicious food trucks, live music, and classic Oktoberfest games like Steinhold holding contests, axe throwing, beer pong, cornhole tournaments, and much more. This event benefits the Reading Colt 45s and other organizations, including the Shasta County Peace Officer of the Year Awards and Special Olympics support. Join the fun and celebrate the beginning of fall at the second annual Reading Exchange Club Oktoberfest. On Saturday, October 11th, whether you're a beer enthusiast or simply looking for a great night out, this Oktoberfest celebration offers a great adult night of fun. Order tickets online. ReadingOktoberfest.eventbrite.com.
Alliance.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm just jumping right in here. My guest is carpetbagger Doug Jenke, because he doesn't live here and he's trying to tell us how to live our lives here in Reading.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Reading's tax is, we're the lowest or second lowest in the entire state.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
They're
God.
Talking about
That's
bringing it up one penny that it still makes it lower than most of the rest of the state. I don't hear anything from the people that are opposing Measure A on how we're going to do this. When I hear people say, well, oh, we're just going to, it's higher taxes and we're going to have less money. Well, look where that money is going. According to this thing, and it's already written, it's going to go to fix our infrastructure. It's going to keep us safer, it's, you know, through fire and police. It's going to keep our rolling stock going. It's going to be able to, you know, big league dreams. If we don't have this, do we shut down Big League Dreams and the soccer field?
Well, you know, the thing
is,
Carl,
how do you do that?
There's only so much you can steal from the populace. I mean, we have the highest gas tax in the nation.
But that's not from us.
Well, hold on. Then Newsom has on his desk a bill to do a $1 per 3 mile mileage tax. So 33 cents a mile to drive your car in the state of California. And now we want to add 1% on top of that.
I thought that one got pulled.
Well, last I read it, he hadn't signed it yet, but yeah. It's there, okay? And if he can grab money, he's going to grab it.
And it's okay.
The problem is, Carl, is when there's deficits, nobody cuts in the government. It's always spend more, get more, raise taxes.
Why can't you do kind of both, in a way?
The hybrid would be great.
But you tell me, I mean, I am not in city government.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Neither am I.
I don't sit there. I'm not in county government. I don't sit there. So I have to rely on the people we've elected to go through all this.
Yeah.
And I've got three or four people on the city council are saying these numbers, you know, that Tanessa said aren't true. I mean, they just said it.
Yep.
That's the way Tanessa's looking at it. They're looking at it. Well, that's not true.
Well, that's not true. The former finance director said those numbers.
Is she sitting on the city council?
Well,
no.
I'm just saying. She was inside the weapon.
Is she sitting on the city council?
No.
No. And the finance director we have now says those numbers aren't correct. So I'm just saying this. Before we get into this by saying, oh, let's just cut, tell me. The opponents, tell me exactly what you want to cut. Tell me what you want to take off the table.
Yep.
You know, soccer field. We put $2 million in that soccer field because of mismanagement.
We put more than that.
But mismanament.
Yeah.
Big League Dreams, mismanagement. So we have those. And then we have streets that need to be fixed. We need to have a new firehouse. All of these things have to be done. And yet, people are saying, I don't want to pay a penny more.
Well, Carl, this goes back to the old axiom. Socialism. It's failed 100%.
This is not socialism.
Well, hold on. It's failed 100% of the time and killed 100 million people, but we're going to get it right this time. all that mismanagement, all of that stuff that's been done is the government has wasted our money because, number one, it wasn't their money, and they've made bad decisions, bad choices, bad contracts. We have a shortfall. We have we have a massive shortfall, and it's going to be bigger next year because the economy is contracting. Unemployment's going to go up. It's just the start of what's going to be some tough times. So this number is going to grow next year. We need to cut. We need to cut where we can cut. And the biggest start is start with the big salaries. If they don't want to work for what's less for the industry, this thing, goodbye, see you, good riddance. Go work in another city. Go work in another state. You'll make half as much than you make here. You made the joke that I'm not from Reading. I lived in Reading for almost 22 years. I paid my taxes. I was involved. Went to city council meetings, the whole works. So I have a vested interest in seeing this city, and I'm a real estate agent, so I sell houses in the city.
I know you do.
Okay. That's fine. And that's fine.
You're still a carpet bag.
You can poke me all you want. So I want to see Reading do well. When I talk to people out of the area, I love talking about this place because it is my humble opinion, having lived around the world in Australia and Europe and Canada and stuff. We live in one of the most amazing places
on
planet Earth.
Absolutely.
Amazing places. We have the weather. We have lakes. We have mountains. We have the ocean a couple hours. We have crime-infested cities a couple hours. It's a great place to live. But we are running ugly deficits, and it's going to get worse for the next couple of years. The economy going to contract, and we need to start making cuts now.
But you could
preparing
only
for the future. You have to. You asked what I would do, and that's what I would start.
You take your 20 employees, is what you're telling me.
I didn't say 20. I said there's about 90. I think at the last number I read that there's making a good six figure salary,
$150,000,
$200,000. I think it was over $200,000 a year.
Okay, so you're going to cut them 10%.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket, and you know it.
No, it's not.
It is.
Carl, look at this. Hold on. If we have 90 and we do a 10% cut at $200,000, that's $1.8 million out of an $8 million deficit. We've already cut the deficit 15%.
That deficit is not going to stay where it is.
What's my point?
It's going to grow. That's right. It is. So why don't we cut it? What else are you going to cut?
Well, like I said, I'd get rid of REUs, lower that money going out that we don't need to give away to people. I would say
how much
that
do they give out by law? They have to.
Well,
no. You can't just say no, Doug. It's by law they have to do it. You can't just say, I don't like that law. I'm not going to obey it.
Why not? The Democrats do all day long.
That is a little girl's argument. Sorry. That's a child's argument. That's a child's argument that, oh, he's doing it, so it's okay. No. BS. What you're saying is, we can't, if we know that taxes and a lot of things that
revenue
that comes
going
out,
down
it's,
massively.
It's projections, and you think, okay, this is going to be, we went down here. You know, the question is, do we collect TOT on the criminals that are in the hotels here? I'm just wondering.
Good question.
It is a good question. But you can't just say no unless you have a plan to meet these deficits, to keep the streets, to keep our parks, mm-hmm. to keep the trails, to keep our fire, to build a new fire station. You got to have a plan.
Yes, you do. Carl, we've got 1 hour and four commercials in the middle of 1 hour to go through this. But if you sat me down with a group of people that actually could look at it, I guarantee there are areas where there is a bunch of waste and we're giving money to projects that we don't need to give money to. I guarantee that. That's just government. Government is, by its nature, inefficient.
I am absolutely sure.
So to ask me specifically on the air is a little tough. But if I was to look down and go, okay, here's this.
Well, next time, why don't you do your research and do your due diligence, because you're a real estate guy. You're a bright guy.
I
why don't you come
that.
In here and just say, okay, you know, these things we're giving money to. And then I'll go, wow, you're right, Doug. Instead of just giving me way top
to Tanessa and have to sit down with her.
Nothing.
Let me see if I can reach out with Tanessa and find out what she's discovering, because I have a life. I work full-time, and I also do a lot of work.
That is not what your wife says.
She
says, in fact, you have not been emptying the stalls.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
I don't.
Doug Jenke is here. Jenke comes in once a month. And I want to, you know, I'm hearing all this stuff that people are against this, but I'm not, you know, against Measure 8, but I'm not hearing how you would make the city function without money.
It's going to not function without money, because this thing is on a 50-50 basis, so it's 49-51 to pass, so that's okay. If it fails, not only did we not get it, we still have an $8 million budget shortfall. Something has to be cut.
Well,
end of story.
I can understand
so why don't
that,
we
but
do
you
that?
Cannot cut that much out of the budget without having a severe impact on our day-to-day activities.
Unfortunately, grown-ups have to make bad decisions, and their kids sometimes don't get to go play at the ballpark. And that's what it is for the city.
Last thing is,
yes,
you'll be on the first Thursday
yes.
of next month, which
yes.
is before the election. And I did, you know, I haven't even addressed Prop 50. I don't know if I have to.
We already have a uniparty state here, so, or as to say, a simple majority. We need more Democrats there. That's
I'll
what we
need.
I'll
tell you what, when the guy that would be representing us off, he's, by the way, it looks like a rat. You know, it's got the body, and then the tail goes all the way down to this Bay Area bridge. The guy representing us, after all of this evidence of what wolves are doing to ranchers,
uh-huh.
says, oh, no, we need wolves.
Yeah.
And I thought, see, that's a perfect example. What happens? You get a Marin County guy that's going to be representing.
They're the same people that say we need to reintroduce 1,000 grizzlies in
California.
I think
that's a great idea, as long as you do it where they usually came from, which is the valleys, which would be in Golden Gate Park.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Hey, Doug, thanks a lot for being here. Tomorrow is Friday.
Yay.
And, gosh, what do we have going tomorrow? It'll be a great show. We'll be getting all into everything, everybody. It'll be the beginning of the Stillwater Powwow, and you don't want to miss that. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.